First, let's talk about the expression cultivation insanity. In Chinese, it's 走火入魔, or walking on fire, entering the demon. Here I can definitively tell you that the expression cultivation insanity comes from literature. It doesn't actually exist. Oftentimes, possessed people, those who are possessed by low-level spirits and behave crazily, are said to have cultivation insanity. But that's not cultivation insanity either. That's caused by the fact that such a person himself doesn't want to do good things and is always thinking about doing bad things. A lot of people who don't practice qigong can also bring about such a state, but that's not cultivation insanity either. Then there are some people who the spirit that possesses a person has to be particularly rotten, very, very low level to make a person behave in a crazy way. One whose level is a little higher, it understands, so it wouldn't make things that crazy. Then there is another state, namely when one practices qigong, if the qi is blocked, the qi goes up to the top of the head and it will circle around up there. So in the qigong community, there appeared a saying that if qi goes up to the top of the head and cannot come down, the person will have cultivation insanity, that he'll run into danger or he will fall ill. So that makes the person nervous and anxious, which then causes him to really become ill. That is not cultivation insanity. I'm telling everyone, qi is nothing. Qi is just qi. Qi cannot treat illnesses. There is qi in your body, and there is qi in his body. How can one qi have a controlling effect over another qi? How can there be a restraining effect between things of the same level? You use qi to treat someone else's illness, but there is qi in his body too. For all you know, it could have controlled your qi. So it cannot treat illnesses, it is nothing. And it is not like what people say that emitted qi has penetrative power from a distance of 1,000 miles away. It could never achieve that. The purpose of people practicing qi is to purify their bodies at the lowest level of cultivation and at the same time to lay some things down for a foundation, putting the crucible in the furnace, gathering medicine, and refining dan or a cluster of energy. These are the things that have to be done at this level. Some people would say, stand outside the lecture hall, I'll emit qi, and you'll receive it through this thick concrete wall. What's the big deal about receiving? Yeah, that person is pretty sensitive, so he says, I received it. I did feel the flow of qi. Actually, I'm telling everyone, qi is a physically existing thing, and of course you can feel it. But why can't you see it with your eyes? Because qi travels in other dimensions. All these things are practiced in other dimensions to begin with. In other dimensions, you emit it here, but in other dimensions, this wall of the lecture hall here doesn't exist. There is no partition, so of course he received it. So why does it occur that some people emit qi in open areas and he doesn't receive it? Because even though it's an open area, in another dimension there's a partition here, so it is not as mysterious as people think. The purpose of practicing qi is to get rid of illnesses, to purify the body, and to lay a foundation for high-level cultivation. In the beginning, the qi is very turbid. With practice, it gradually becomes clearer. After further practice, qi turns a little yellowish. At which point the highest form of qi practice has been reached. As one continues to practice further, all of a sudden he has no qi left. He enters the state of the milk-white body. He has no qi left whatsoever. If he tries emitting again, he will have no qi left. He can't emit qi anymore. Why? Because all of the pores of his body are open completely. It's like trying to trap air in a gunny sack. I think that no matter how you try, you can never trap any. So his whole body is opened up. He can neither take qi in nor emit it out. There is none left. Of course, only after one has gone beyond the state of the milk-white body can one truly develop goal for cultivation energy. This is beyond the level of an ordinary person. Only at this point can it restrain an ordinary person and treat illnesses. It can now be considered a high-energy matter. So I'm saying that this qi is basically nothing. Then conversely, qi has no restraining effect. A person only practices qi if the goal of his practice is to purify the body. Especially in the Taoist school, they go by the energy channel. After qi has gone through the yujin acupoint at the back of the head, the hui zhong acupoint at the top of the head has not opened, qi cannot come down, so it will inevitably circle around at the top of the head. Whenever it forces its way through, it will come down. It's just qi, so it cannot make one fall ill. But somebody is spreading false information in the qigong community that if qi circulates at the top of the head, one will get ill. Of course, qi is physically existing, so he would feel that his head is heavy. There is qi there. So this person thinks that he'll get sick. Actually, he won't get sick at all. He cannot get any illness whatsoever. Then why does it occur that some people get really dizzy and scared as though they can't go make it through another day, and as a result, they really get ill? Why does this happen? It happens because of their attachments. You know, a person can make himself get sick. It is said that when people get sick, 70% of it is in the mind and 30% is illness. Let me give an example. In the past, there was a person. It was around the time of the Second World War. They tied this person to a bed, then they took his arm and used a knife.
No, used something to make a scratch on it,
not a knife.
They told him,
we've already slit your veins open with a knife, so you'll die from the loss of blood. Then they turned on a water tap and let the water drip in a bucket, drip, 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 faster and faster, and before long this man was dead. But it was water that was dripping, the water from the tap, it wasn't his blood. They told him that his veins had been slit, and as he was blindfolded, he couldn't see. He thought his veins had been slit, so he died. This case wasn't the man's death caused by his own mind. That is, you yourself can make yourself fall ill. In addition, you know, our cultivation is high-level cultivation and requires enlightenment quality. When you think you'll get sick, isn't your enlightenment quality poor? Even though you have reached this stage in cultivation, your qi has come up to the top of your head, your great heavenly circuit is about to open, or your small heavenly circuit is about to open, even though you're practicing pretty well. When you think you have an illness, when you think it's an illness, your qingxing has already fallen to the point where you've become the same as an ordinary person. So if you're the same as an ordinary person, your gong cannot make any further progress. And on top of that, you yourself want to get sick. So you will actually get sick. In the Qigong community, everybody talks about this matter with an air of great mystery. And what is it all about, after all? In reality, nothing like this exists. Then there's another issue. What issue?
Is
that we have a lot of Qigong practitioners. They practice Qigong for a while and then they get a mental disorder. Or they practice Qigong for a while and then they get partially paralyzed. Or they practice Qigong and get this illness or that illness. They can get all sorts of illnesses. So people would start saying that such a person got it from practicing Qigong. If you got a mental disorder, they would say that's cultivation insanity. So they pass it around in the Qigong community. Whether they know the reason or not, just talk about it. Actually, it all comes from the show-off mentality. They talk about it to make it appear as though they understand something. Actually, they don't understand anything, because it's not like that at all, and it's not cultivation insanity. So why does a Qigong practitioner fall ill? If you're an ordinary person, is it possible for you to not fall ill? If you start practicing Qigong, does that mean you now have insurance? If you are practicing Qigong, you also have to make requirements on your Qingxing or mind nature according to the standards of Qigong, this form of cultivation. You have to stress De or virtue, you have to raise your Qingxing, you have to be a good person in all respects, you have to not fear hardship. In the face of interpersonal conflict, you have to be able to keep a lofty attitude. That's the only way you can truly transcend. That's the only way you can improve and transform your body. Only when you have reached that kind of a state can a master change the course of your life. That is, arrange anew the path of your human life. Because in the course of your life, you're destined to fall ill. You're destined to meet with disasters, maybe get a mental disorder, maybe become paralyzed and spend the rest of your life in bed. An ordinary person's life is fixed just like that. But think about it. How many of the people who practice Qigong in the park are true cultivators? They do want to recover from their illnesses, but they don't require themselves according to an extraordinary standard. Because Qigong is supernormal, it is not physical exercise. If you fail to act according to that requirement, can you get rid of your illnesses? Then if you don't get rid of your illnesses, it means you're still a person who's practicing Qi. If you don't hold yourself to a high standard and you still act as an ordinary person, you you're just an ordinary person. Even though you practice Qigong, you're still an ordinary person. That is to say, nobody will change the latter course of your life. In the latter course of your life, there still remains illness. Those tribulations are still there. When the time comes, you're bound to get ill. When the time comes, he gets it. When the time comes, he gets a mental disorder or partial paralysis or major illness. This one or that one. You can get any illness. Because you're an ordinary person, can an ordinary person not get sick? As a Qigong practitioner, you have to act according to Qigong requirements. Only after you have met that standard can you purify your body. If you haven't met that standard, you will naturally be the same as an ordinary person. Nobody will change the course of your life. When the time comes, you will still get sick. A lot of people don't understand the situation and think that if you practice Qigong, you'll never get ill. So if you do get ill, they say you have cultivation insanity, or if you get other illnesses, they say it's because of Qigong practice, and they slap this dirty label on Qigong. Isn't that the case? Think about it. Is that reasonable? A lot of people, a lot of stubborn, narrow-minded, and rather ignorant people blindly oppose Qigong and don't believe in it to begin with. Plus, a lot of people really cannot explain it and spread these erroneous statements, which results in the impression that practicing Qigong can lead to cultivation insanity. That's how this situation came about. Just now I was talking about an average, ordinary person. Even though he practices Qigong, that doesn't make him extraordinary. If he cannot meet that standard, he's still an ordinary person and he'll get sick all the same. This is one issue. There is another case. Which is that after practicing Qigong for a while, a person enters something called a Qigong state, and people also say that he has cultivation insanity. But fortunately, within the Qigong community, they don't say that he has a cultivation insanity. Among ordinary people, they say it's cultivation insanity, but in the Qigong community, they say it's Qigong state. What kind of condition is it? In recent years, this condition has not appeared because along with the policy of reform and opening up, people's minds have been liberated. Even though in the past people considered some things to be superstitious or didn't dare to listen or to ask about them, these things really do exist, and they made some very stubborn people ponder, how can there be these unknown phenomena? How are they to be explained? They pondered these things. So there are a lot of people who no longer think that certain things are inconceivable. That is, people's minds have opened up a lot and have become much broader. A few years ago, the Qigong state used to appear some years ago when Qigong was being popularized. It appeared during that time. So why is it that a person can enter a Qigong state? It's because this person is relatively stubborn, stubborn to the extent that he believes that what he has learned in his life is the absolute truth. Whatever he has not learned from textbooks, or whatever is not within his range of knowledge, he sweepingly believes to be idealistic or superstitious. Even to the extent that if anyone talks about a Qigong state, about Qigong phenomena, he thinks it's ridiculous. He thinks, society has developed to the present day, it's the electronic age, it's the computer age, astronauts have been to the moon and have been to outer space. And you're still thinking about those old superstitions in this day and age? That's what he thinks. Actually, it is not superstition. If mankind's scientific development and progress is compared to that of intelligent beings on other planets in this vast universe, it's nowhere near there. I say it's just child's play. It's like kindergarten knowledge. Because the path of development that mankind has chosen is a very slow one. I say that if the development followed the path of ancient Chinese science, it would have been very rapid because it went straight to the human body, life, and the universe. It probed those things directly. Now they take an extremely practical path, one on which only when they can touch something and see it do they dare to acknowledge it, to do anything with it, to research it. So this person is quite stubborn. He doesn't believe anything, especially in the mid to late period of the Cultural Revolution when Qigong was first popularized. His head was filled with absolute materialism.
好，一下子就接触到这个气功的时候。Okay, then all of a sudden, such a person came into contact with qigong. 当然，这种人呢，他往往也很难接触气功。
Of course, it was very difficult for such a person to even come into contact with qigong at that time. Although you don't come into contact with qigong, your body is not necessarily free from illness. You can't be free from illness. With some illnesses nowadays, medical means are very limited. So he gets sick, he goes to the hospital, and they can't help him. Actually, he doesn't even believe in Chinese medicine. They can't help him, so what's to be done? He's in pain. A sick man will go to any doctor. So he goes to see Chinese medicine doctors, and they can't help him either. And people say, there's a qigong master now who can treat illnesses. Go have the qigong master take a look. So as a last resort, he goes to try his luck. He didn't believe in it at first, but he nonetheless comes to the qigong master. This kind of person, even though he's stubborn, oftentimes that's just due to the education he received in the materialistic society. Even though he's stubborn, it doesn't mean his earlier inborn quality or genji isn't good. Maybe his earlier inborn quality is quite good. As a result, other people practicing qigong may not even feel as great as he does. As soon as he continues to practice, he feels better and better, and after a few days of practice, not only is his illness gone, but bam, all of a sudden his tianmu opens. Since his inborn quality is very good, his tianmu is immediately open to a very high level, and he really sees living beings and various forms of matter that exist in other dimensions. Once he's seen it, that's no trivial thing. This very hard-headed person has suddenly come into contact with these things, so his own brain cannot take it. How can this be? How come all these things, which I always thought to be superstition, really exist? And he cannot control himself, and he enters into a kind of perturbed, abnormal state. But oftentimes, this kind of person is likely to have some supernormal powers to go along with it. So a lot of people know this as a supernormal power state, that he cannot control himself. He thinks he has seen what others mentioned, and oh, what they say exists really does exist. He goes everywhere telling people, but people don't believe him and say he has cultivation insanity. And a lot of other stubborn people would say, oh look, you practice qigong and got cultivation insanity. But such a person does not have cultivation insanity. After a period of time, when he has stabilized, he'll be fine. This state occurs simply because his mind cannot take the pressure. Of course, his facial expressions are different from those of normal people. He can see a lot of things in other dimensions, and also see many other dimensions, and many living beings over there are floating and flying around. But if two people are sitting together and having conversation, you're looking at me, I'm looking at you, but his eyes aren't. When talking to you, his eyes are shifty and wandering all over the place. Occasionally, as he sees things, he'll drop a few words about what he sees, and people will say, this guy's finished, mental disorder, cultivation insanity. Actually, it's just that other people cannot see what he sees and cannot understand him. Of course, gradually he'll understand. I can't be like this. Others cannot see. If I behave like this, they'll say I'm crazy. Once he himself has come to understand, the problem is gone. This phenomenon is what people mean by qigong state.
这个还有一种情况。
Then there is another case.
This
case is quite serious.
我们示范正法
修炼的人 of a righteous way,
示范正法修炼的人在他修炼的初期多多少少都会遇到一些
greater or lesser extent in the beginning of their cultivation practice.
少数人会
among a small number of people, it will be reflected quite intensely.
这个他也不是走火入魔
and it's not cultivation insanity either. It will not be reflected to the outside, but it will cause a kind of chaos in his mind.
This kind of person.
But when it's intense, when it's very intense, oftentimes it can also be reflected to the surface. That is, people have a kind of thought karma. In previous seminars, I didn't single this out in the lectures. I just said that karma, or yili, itself is a demon. Karma is an intelligent entity.This thought karma, what sort of thing is it? It is that in the past we have, if you discuss it in according to religion, then it would be through the numerous lifetimes. But let's not talk about this. Let's just say that in your past or during the first half of your life,You thought of many bad things. You generated many swear words in your mind, a lot of very bad thoughts, or even worse thoughts. And all those emanated thoughts are materially existing. If you thought a lot as it was accumulated, it formed a kind of karma.
也是黑黑的物质。
It's also black murky substance.
它叫做
thought karma.
思想业。而这种业力啊，
kind of
就比其他的身上业力反应起来啊，还要凶猛。为什么呢？
Why？
它可以直接干扰人的大脑，因为这种业力直接和人的大脑是沟通的。
Brain, because this kind of karma is directly linked to one's brain.
比如说呢，
For example,
我们有的
学员呢， when some of our students are learning the goal,
初期呢，
in the very beginning,
知道法轮功很好，
they know that 法轮功 is very good. They have
rationally
understood that it's really good. But in their mind, there are always thoughts cursing 法轮功， cursing the teacher. And there even appear many dirty swear words, even not wanting to learn.It doesn't let him learn it, saying, don't learn it, it's all fake. It interferes with him, there are even more intense cases. Such a problem can appear. And some people say, this thought is so good, I'm letting the teacher down, the Kowtow's master. They would even go talk to other people about it, but others didn't know what was going on either. This state creates an outward state that makes people wonder, did he get cultivation insanity? Some people even say it's spirit possession or interference from other demons, as some of our students said. Actually, it is not external demons.Interfering with him is caused by his own thought karma. Why? Because all the objects in other dimensions are alive. This thought karma, if you want to learn something good, you need to have a clear and peaceful mind. Purge all those bad thoughts and bad thinking. Thus you have to dissolve karma. You have to destroy it. Destroy this type of karma.But it's alive, it understands. To learn something good, won't you have to destroy me? So it will resist. Because it was generated in your mind, it can come in direct contact with your brain. So it pours those thoughts into your brain. Don't learn it, it's fake. And swearing at Falun Gong, this problem will occur. It's caused by the karma that your mind created in the past.
最近一个时期啊，出现不少这样的情况，特别是没参加过学习班的人，容易受到的干扰。但是有一点大家知道，我们今天传出这个法，主要是针对于人。
Namely, the法that we are teaching today is aimed primarily at the cultivation of a person's main spirit or 主元神, to have you yourself truly cultivate and truly obtain the gong knowingly and consciously. Then there is an issue. Why don't we let mentally ill people come here? Precisely because they are muddle-headed, the consciousness isn't clear, and they cannot cultivate. We must require that you obtain the
法
and cultivate knowingly and consciously. That is the only way it will do. So for such a person, if his main consciousness or 主意
是
understands and says, I'm sorry, teacher, I must not do this. If he is single-mindedly making an effort to push out those bad thoughts, my 法身, or law bunny, will help him dissolve this karma. My 法身 will help him eliminate this kind of karma. But it won't be eliminated completely. There will be a little left, maybe not as strong. You'll have to control yourself. It's also a test for your enlightenment quality. And only then will you be able to get past it. And then there are some people who don't know themselves what's going on. My mind is cursing Falun Gong, so Falun Gong must be bad then. So he just goes down along with it. Then such a person cannot be saved.Because his main consciousness is not clear. That is to say, he himself doesn't want to cultivate. He himself has slid down. Such a man cannot be saved anymore.
这个刚才呀、啊，这个思想业的这个问题啊，我就
想
说，当然在历史上呢，还会出现一些个叫做为了这个人修炼而产生一种东西叫做真风。真风是修真的人啊，这个意思，这层含义。这种状态呀、啊，过去有那个风僧风道，就是主要的让他快点修。在
疯疯癫癫
状态中吃常人吃不了的苦，啊，尽快反悟。但是往往这种人呢，都是极其特殊的才能够这样做。
An ordinary person could never endure so as to return as quickly as possible. But to do this, these people usually have to be very special. This cannot be done casually. It is not allowed to do this for ordinary people. In the past, there were people who cultivated like this. I've talked about this matter in previous seminars. Here we won't, since it's not a common phenomenon. We won't talk about it. Next, let's talk about the problem of demonic interference in practicing gong.What is this demonic interference in cultivation? We have a lot of people who can encounter these things, even at the lowest level of cultivation, that is, at the level of qigong. So some people are practicing qigong. To practice gong, you have to pick a quiet environment.
往那一坐的时候啊 马上这个环境就
安静了。But as soon as they sit down, the environment immediately seems to be quiet. There are car horns, disco music, shouting in the stairway, a baby crying. Anyway, all kinds of sounds appear. It immediately ceases to be quiet, or the phone starts ringing, or somebody comes knocking on the door looking for you. No, it's not that these people are disturbing you. It's not that these people themselves are demons. It's that that demon is disturbing you to not allow you to cultivate. It's controlling people. As they manage the weakest, it's very easy.Easy for a demon to control human beings. Some people may have had thought, but they don't even know where their thought came from. So man is the weakest. Let's say it's like this. A person can... If you have a past...
Like
religion say previous lives, then maybe...
你的生命，咱们这么说吧，你的生命如果不是这一次的话，那么以前是不是你的生命也有一些个社会活动啊？在不同的环境当中啊，那么那个生命是不是也造过业呀？欠过谁什么东西啊？欺负过谁呀？啊？
Maybe incurred a debt to someone or mistreated someone or killed or did some other bad things, so there will be karma.
不单是有业力。
Not only will there be karma, karma serves as an on-the-spot compensation, but in a mental aspect, you have also incurred a debt.
你从精神上欠这份东西，那么就是宗教中讲的，
是来世要 aspect, you will,
你也得从也得遭一份这样的苦。
As the religion say, in the next lifetime, you will also have to suffer in the same way and endure the same kind of pain.This is called repaying karma, or 还业 This being so, when a person is cultivating, I'm saying that if a person tries to practice cultivation without a master to teach him, he'll never make it. As soon as he wants to cultivate, those living beings on the other side immediately see it clearly. You owe me things and you haven't paid me back. You want to cultivate, you want to leave, they won't let you. So they'll come up with all sorts of ways to disturb you, not let you cultivate.The most common phenomenon is what I just said. They'll disturb you when you're practicing. This is a common phenomenon. It can also be encountered in our system, but we just place it at one level. It's reflected at one level. So if you can control yourself and hold your ground firmly, then after you pass this level, it's not allowed for any other things to come to disturb you. So it's just a manifestation within a certain level.No matter in which school or in which system you practice cultivation, you will encounter this phenomenon. Then, besides this, there are other phenomena. Some people have seen some terrifying faces or some terrifying phenomena which disturb you trying to prevent you from practicing cultivation. They'll try all kinds of tricks. But these things are quite rarely seen in our system. Why? Because we purposefully and selectively raise your xinjing and have you go through tribulation. Therefore, things that are unrelated to your xinjing are not allowed to appear. The fashion or law body just intercepts them directly and doesn't let them appear. But there's one kind, let me digress and mention this other issue. In the Tao systems that do both internal and external cultivation, in the Buddhist school, there are also some that practice martial arts and at the same time do internal cultivation. Practitioners of all such systems can encounter the following kind of demon.When they're sitting in meditation or when they're sleeping, somebody comes to match skills with them to see who's stronger, or they even want to match their supernormal powers against theirs. This problem will appear. But in our school, this phenomenon basically doesn't exist.Because there are no martial arts things in our system. We don't practice martial arts, so this thing's not present. There is another kind of demon. It's quite a common phenomenon. Every cultivator of a righteous way will encounter it. It is the demon of lust, or se. When the demon of lust manifests itself, for an ordinary person, this trial is very hard to pass. Because if one wants to ascend from the ordinary human state to a superhuman state,The first thing one needs to break through is lust. The trial of lust. Of course, it also involves the issue of desire.
也就是说呢，你是一个男的。
That is to say, if you're male,
如果你在打坐中，
when you're sitting in meditation,
或者是你的定力不够，你定不下来，你会在睡梦中出现呢。
You cannot enter tranquility.
一个美女，可是她是不穿衣服。
Then when you're sleeping in your dreams, there will appear a beautiful woman, but she will not be wearing any clothes. If you're female during your meditation or in your dreams, there will appear a stark naked man. Of course, here we have to emphasize another issue. Some of the people sitting here are unmarried girls.They won't encounter anything that intense, but they will also meet with sexual temptation. That is to say, they will encounter these things. If your heart is moved, if you cannot control yourself, if you cannot regard yourself as a practitioner, in an instant you will ejaculate. The vital essence of the body is used to cultivate the body, and at the same time, you will not have passed the trial of lust, which is a major trial. But I'm telling everyone, if you want to take the path of cultivation practice, you must pass this trial. You must pass it. It is absolutely unacceptable if you can. Of course, there are some people who have failed it. Don't worry, if you have failed it once, next time you'll regret it a lot. After failing, some people become terribly depressed and will pound their chest in frustration. But the second time it happened, they were able to control themselves and pass it. However, more often than not, if during the first time you didn't take it seriously, then it's even more difficult for you to pass it the second time. And the third time, it will be very hard for you to pass it from that point on. It will be very difficult to pass. So it's a very serious issue. When you go from being an ordinary person to a superhuman state, this is the first major trial you'll have to pass. After I've given this lecture, a lot of people will meet with this problem. Now that we've gotten to this issue of lust and desire, let's digress to say more, since it involves our cultivation in ordinary human society. A lot of people have families. How do we properly balance this relationship? If all of us began to ignore our husbands or wives, and everyone became an out-of-the-monastery monk or an out-of-the-convent nun, I think if in the future all Chinese people were to practice following Gong, wouldn't they become extinct? So how should we handle this problem? We have said that for our cultivators, the principal thing is to cultivate your heart. There is no lust or sir between husband and wife. A married couple gets used to each other's looks, and there's no issue of lust. It's mostly the issue of desire alone. Then how do we handle this issue? Are we saying that we want you to sever all desire? It's not like that. Because you're practicing Gong, but maybe your spouse doesn't practice Gong. If a couple gets divorced because of it, I'd say that's not good. If in the future all following disciples were to get divorced, what kind of situation would that be? May as well all go to a monastery instead. That is to say, we should still maximally maintain a living situation that is the same as that of ordinary people. For the time being, if you can have a harmonious married life, that's good enough. However, in the future, another situation will appear. As long as we ourselves don't have this attachment and take it ever so lightly and gradually come to care less and less about it, that's good enough. Don't take it to be... Some people seem to live just for that. That won't do. So you should take it lightly. You must take this issue more lightly. In the future, there will appear the following state. If you have really developed Gong, we have to be responsible to you. The energy of your own body will also have a certain restraining effect. You know how all of us who are sitting in this field can feel that the atmosphere of this field is harmonious, serene, and compassionate. That's the feeling people have here. Very comfortable. Nothing bad comes to mind. Very pure. Why? Because we, as cultivators of a righteous way, carry such a field with us. This is something that others, that common Qigong masters, cannot achieve. I have gone through cultivation like that. What I teach you to do, the Fa that I tell you, is how I want you to act. If you cultivate according to the requirements of the Fa, what you develop through cultivation in the future will also be very pure things, produced through cultivation in a righteous way. And inadvertently, the energy field you carry can also have a restraining effect. For example, sometimes when I'm in a room or in a car, if I don't say anything, other people don't have anything to say. They can't think of what to say. Even very talkative people have to really work their brains before they can think of a few sentences to say. Why? Because when my mind is blank, if I am not thinking of anything, all other people within the extent of this field will inadvertently be restrained.
如果那个夫妻之间呢，
I think between husband and wife, if he or she is in your field, if you don't think of it, he or she won't think of it either, and then it'll be harmonious. Of course, that's only one of the conditions involved. In order to ensure your cultivation practice, there are also other factors. But as a person who practices cultivation, you must take these things lightly.
刚才我讲的，
Just now I was talking about this demon of lust.
这个问题啊也很突出啊。
This problem is very pronounced.
过去我在武汉办班的时候呢，
I often give the following example.
有个小伙子，三十岁。
When I was teaching class in Wuhan, there was a young fellow, 30 years old. Right after the lecture in which I talked about the demon of lust, he went home, and once he sat down in meditation, he immediately entered into deep tranquility. Right after that, two images appeared before his eyes. He wrote about it to me in his experience sharing essay. This is not something I'm telling you, it's what the student wrote. He said as soon as he sat down, he saw Buddha Amitabha and Lao Tzu. Buddha Amitabha was sitting here, and Lao Tzu was sitting here. He glanced at him, didn't say a word, and then vanished. Right after they vanished, from between where they were, there appeared an image of Bodhisattva Guan Yin, who was carrying her vase in her hand. A puff of white smoke came out of the vase, and suddenly turned into several flying beauties. That is, heavenly girls. Those heavenly girls were very beautiful. We don't need to describe the extent of the beauty of those heavenly girls. They were very pretty, and they danced for him. You can imagine how lovely heavenly girls dancing would be. Oh, they were dancing for him. Upon seeing them, wow, he was delighted. I'm practicing really well today. Bodhisattva Guan Yin is rewarding me and has conjured up a few beauties for me to watch. He was just thinking this thought, and his brain was quite happy when, shwa, these beauties suddenly became completely naked. Basically, they were doing all kinds of moves towards him, caressing his neck and hugging his torso. He immediately realized, which means our student has pretty good inborn quality.
Ginti,
he immediately realized, he said, you cannot treat me like this. I'm not an average person. I'm a Falun Gong cultivator. The moment this notion was emanated, try, it was all gone. It was just a conjured illusion to begin with. They had just been conjured up to begin with. And then, Lao Tzu and Buddha Amitabha reappeared. And Lao Tzu pointed at the fellow with his Taoist wisp, and looking at Buddha Amitabha and chuckling a bit, he said, this young man is worth teaching. Meaning this fellow is okay, he's teachable. The meaning of what I'm saying is, in all historical periods and in all schools of orthodox cultivation ways, this issue is taken very seriously.
这个下面呢，我再讲一个问题，就是关于啊，
Next, I'll talk about another issue, namely demonic interference from one's own mind. What's demonic interference from one's own mind?
练功人由于自己的思想不稳定，或者是自己的执着心太强，
because his thinking is unstable or his attachments are too strong.
幻化形象，是吧？具体的讲呢，
specifically,
你比如说呀，
for example,
我们这个身体呢在不同空间呢，
our body has fields in all the different dimensions,
特殊的空间呢，
and in one special dimension,、
啊、
it has such a field.
就是你的场的范围之内啊，
didn't I say that all the images from the universe can be reflected within the scope of your field?
能够由宇宙中对应过来的一切的影像，是吧？可是呢，这个影像对应过来呀，它也是物质存在。
But that those reflected images are also materially existing.
我那天讲了，我说人的影子都是
物质。The other day I said that even a person's shadow is matter.
它也是物质存在。那么
those things are also materially existing.
这个物质啊，这个
and even though those physical things are not the actual objects in the universe, within the scope of his dimensional field, that is, within the scope of a dimensional field that every one of us has, they are the substances within the scope of his dimensional field. So they're under control of his brain. They're under the control of the person's brain. We have a lot of people whose Tianmu have opened and who are always looking at this and that of others and how others are doing. Actually, for a lot of people, what they see are products of their own imagination. These things appear in their own mind. They're not the reality. Only when one watches without using any thinking, without any thoughts, without any attachments, will what he sees be real. This goes for a person who's practicing cultivation within intra-pure world
style.
Such a problem will arise within his field. As a specific example,
我在这个长春啊
a couple of such people appeared, one each in
Changchun
City and in Beijing.
开始啊
What kind of person? In the beginning, he respected me a lot.
一心要修炼
And wholeheartedly wanted to cultivate Falungong. As he continued to practice, his 天目 or third eye opened, and he could see quite clearly.Then the feeling of complacency arose in him, especially since everybody kept flattering him. A lot of our students were not very self-restrained and were flattering him. Wow, your Tim was really great, check it out for me, and so on and so forth. They were always treating him like that, so he became very pleased with himself. The feeling of complacency arose in him, and he began to think that he was better than everyone else, so he would check it out for everyone and tell them how they were doing. Whether what he saw was true or false, anyway, it was hard to tell because his level was very limited. In this way, he got this inflated image of himself. One day he started thinking, he thought, my Tianmu is so good, better than everyone else's. Probably my inborn quality is better than theirs. It just may be that I'm also a Buddha come to earth. I never looked at myself. Let me take a look at myself and see if I'm a Buddha come to earth. Oh, my clothes look like those of Buddha. The more he looks, the more it resembles those of Buddha. But that was transformed according to his mind. The images existing in other dimensions within this scope of his dimensional field are under the control of his consciousness. In actuality, he himself wants to acquire a Buddha's image, so the more he looks, the greater the likeness. I'm a Buddha, and then he is a Buddha. The Buddha's head should look like that way, so let me see, is my hair in that style? He looks and oh, it is like that. This is bad news. From that point on, his feeling of complacency arises. I am the Buddha, he says. None of you have to learn from Li Hongzhi anymore. Just learn from me, I am the Buddha. One such person appeared in Beijing and another one in Changchun. Of course, fortunately, all of our students knew. They could tell immediately that he wasn't normal.But of course, this causes a great deal of disruption and damage. That is to say, the students who didn't see the true picture, those who had not attended the seminar, were strongly influenced by him. In actuality, everything he had seen was false. It was all caused through transformation according to his mind, demonic interference created from his own mind. Everything he saw within the scope of his dimensional field had been altered by his attachments.So he thought it was real. This is a very serious matter. You must pay attention to this matter when you practice from now on. No matter what level your Tianmu is opened and what scenes you have seen, none of it is the ultimate fundamental truth of the universe. The levels of dimensions are very high. All the dimensions that exist at the same level can be seen through at a glance. But if you were to take a second to examine each one, you wouldn't be able to finish even a whole day. And it's not just these complex dimensions that exist at the same time and in the same place. There are also many, many countless vertical dimensions. And in every dimension, there are also different unitary paradises existing. An extremely complex structure of the universe. What you have seen is just too small, smaller than small. You must not develop any complacency. If you want to truly cultivate and seek the right fruit or 正果, and seek completion or 圆满, I say you have to give up all these attachments.Moreover, you cannot freely say all sorts of things. But speaking of this issue, let's also point out the other extreme. Some people's Tianmu have opened, but they don't say anything. They don't dare to talk about it. In the past, in the Qigong community, they used to say that if one's Tianmu had opened and he told others about it, his Tianmu would close. Actually, that's not true.Otherwise, you know, if it is shut because of that, why open it for you in the first place? Why is it that after some people have said some things, their Tianmu got closed, really got closed? That was caused by their show-off mentality. And the words they said, they were showing off. In their words, they were trying to elevate themselves, or to spitefully quarrel with others, or their mind was not upright. This is what caused their Tianmu to be closed or injured. If it was closed, that's not yet too bad. But if it's injured and nobody's there to repair it for you, you're completely finished. Inside there, it's dented all over. It looks like the surface of the moon covered with craters. It has to be fully repaired for you before it can work. So I'm telling you, some of our students don't go to this extreme. Why do we practice together? It's because at their practice sites, we can exchange a bit and chat about our experiences or insights. It helps everyone to make progress together. It fosters that kind of atmosphere, right? That's how it is. But if you don't dare talk about it when you've seen it, if we talk about it without any show-off mentality, if it's entirely for discussion, for cultivation, for making progress together, then I say whatever you say make among our students is no problem. If it were really not allowed to talk about it, then this thing wouldn't have been given to you. It wouldn't have been open for you. If it gets closed, it's always because one did bad deeds or was showing off. That's what makes it get closed or injured. That's how it is. But as a cultivator who is within the integral world thought, whenever you're looking at anything, observe without intent. Don't try to extrapolate. Don't intentionally extrapolate any further from what you see. As soon as you generate an intent, it will change and what you see will be false. And there are also some people who can hear the words of certain enlightened beings. Or can feel the words in their heart or mind. There are even these kinds of situations. Then some people go and do what they were told, and as soon as they do it, they'll take a fall and really have a bad time of it. So some people say, oh, the teacher's fashion or law body always lies to me. To say the teacher's fashion always lies to you. You know, if my fashion were to let you see or hear him, or if any enlightened being were to let you see or hear him, I were to directly teach you the Fa, except for especially dangerous situations or extremely special circumstances. If they were to directly tell you the Fa, then that would be divulging heavenly secrets. So they'll give you a hint. Maybe give you a hint or tell you some ironically opposite things, say ambiguous things, or use other methods, like using words that sound the same to give you a hint, or use other means to let you figure it out. They'll do that. Because people have to enlighten. As long as there is enlightenment in it, then it's not wrong. So a lot of people, once they heard this or heard that, they think it's the truth. I'm telling you, all those things that tell you good things directly are actually demons. Somebody tells you, oh, in a little while. Of course, there's none of this kind of phenomena within our system. It's in other systems. Unless our systems don't practice Falun Gong anymore and practice other systems, then it can also happen. Somebody tells you in your ear, in a little while, when you go out, something bad will happen, and you have to do this and that to avoid it. He did so accordingly and really avoided it. He thinks, oh, the master's really great. He protected me. He thinks it's great. You're still using your ordinary person's ideas to judge it. Think about it. In cultivation practice, one has to endure hardships. One has to repay karma, so one has to go through tribulations. If you avoid it all, how will you cultivate? How is your black matter going to be transformed? Isn't this preventing you from cultivation? Isn't this a demon? If you are told the time and place of all the hardships that are arranged for you to allow you to rise up and to transform your black matter, then when you've reached the end of your arranged path, your gong won't have grown at all. Isn't that so? Isn't this doing damage to you? This is really doing damage to you. There's also something more obvious. They tell you that today's winning lottery ticket is this or that number. Or they tell you about other good things. There's some money and what you have to do to get it, what you have to do to make your supervisor think highly of you, or what you have to do to make trouble for your enemies. I'm telling you, all these are demons. It's hard for ordinary people to know. It's benefiting me. How is it a demon? It's doing this for my sake. For your sake? But you would generate a lot of karma if you were to listen and do what it tells you to. Then you yourself would no longer be able to cultivate it all. I have said that on a high level, all these principles have to be turned upside down.
下面呢我们再讲一讲啊
Next,
关于练功人
Let's talk about some of the troubles that practitioners cause themselves because they don't keep up their 心性 very well.
我们讲了练功
We've said that practicing gong requires dedication to a single way. I'm not saying that you must practice Falun Gong. If you say, I practice another system, another true orthodox master has taught me and the system is quite good, then go ahead and learn it. We're not against it.
当然我们讲啊
But we've said, since everyone sitting here has a predestined relationship, it wouldn't do if I didn't tell you. Nowadays, it's actually very hard to find a righteous way. In the previous period, there were some masters in ordinary human society who were bringing up disciples, but oftentimes they could not obtain the right fruit or zhengguo. There were also some earthly Buddhas and earthly Daos, like the ones I discussed yesterday. And there are also some that cultivate in the mountains and the wilderness. But their cultivation is grueling. They cultivate for a very long time before they develop a tiny bit of gong or cultivation energy. While some people still think, let me go to the mountains and into the wilderness to find a master and learn. There are such people among those sitting here. There was even the director of an assistant center who wanted to find some master to learn some stuff. I'm just talking about that person's enlightenment quality. If today I cannot save you, then don't even think about ever learning again. No one will be able to save you. What's the purpose of your wanting to search for them and learn from them? Isn't it caused by attachment? Is it caused by the pursuit of supernormal powers? Those are just a byproduct of cultivation practice. Those things can appear only after you've given up those thoughts. Could you ever get them through pursuit? So I just mentioned that those people who cultivate in the mountains and in the wilderness, they suffer a great deal, and in a long period of time, they can acquire only a little bit of gold.Some of them, they themselves don't even know. They think they acquired gong by cultivation through suffering. Actually, it's because over a long period of time, the ordinary human attachments were gradually worn down, so their gong increased a little. Of course, it's grueling, so they think they cultivated it by suffering. I said that out of Zhen Sanren, or truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance, the Taoist school cultivates Zhen, or truth. Enlightening within Zhen, they generated 3,600 cultivation ways. In the center is the main way, the great way, on which one cultivates straight to the top. On the periphery, just like a pyramid, think about it. On the periphery, they can only cultivate this high. All the disciples are brought up differently by their masters. One cultivates up to this height and then gets enlightened. Another gets enlightened this high, and somebody else gets this high. But after they become enlightened at all the different levels, they also bring up disciples. They can only bring this disciple this high, and throughout history, they pass it down this way. And their things are complicated. The more peripheral they are, the more complicated. The more extensive the teachings, the lower the level, and the more complicated the practice methods are.As for the Buddhist school, it teaches 84,000 cultivation ways. The cultivation of san, or benevolence or kindness, can bring forth compassion, so they can offer salvation to all sentient beings. As such, they're faced with greater numbers of people, so 84,000 cultivation ways were generated. They all save people, but the ones on the periphery all cultivate to very low levels. Only the center is the dafa, or the great law. There is that issue. So even though they have cultivated for a very long time and have lived for a very long time, they're not necessarily very high up.So just now I was saying that practice of gong requires dedication to a single way, and I mentioned this issue. Next, let me talk about the following. There are some people who are dedicated to a single way in the practice of gong. That is, they practice Falun Gong and don't practice anything else. But what is it that they are always so attached to? They can't let go of the heart of an ordinary person. They always want to...As soon as they feel unwell, they think that practicing gong is good only if it's very comfortable and pleasant. As soon as they don't feel well, they won't take it. As soon as they don't feel very well, they say they're sick and want to go to the hospital for treatment. But upon going to the hospital...Think about it, everyone. When some of our students go to the hospital cannot find any illness if they still feel unwell. Of course, there are some people who just really don't enlighten to it. When they go to the hospital, upon examination, you're told that it's cancer, but actually it's not. It's just to eliminate that attachment. Upon hearing this, he's scared to death. What the heck? There's no cure. I may as well practice gong diligently. Maybe then he can let it go. Just talking about what this means.
我在奔班的时候经常讲，我也很不愿意提这个例子。
In the seminars, I often say that I'm very unwilling to say the word illness. To begin with, it is precisely caused by karma. Some of our students understand this and think, the teacher said there is no illness. With these things, there is no illness. Well, let me go find a qigong master to look at it. It feels quite awful. Oh boy, he goes to find a qigong master to check it out. Of course, he can't find one, so he'll look for another qigong master. Which one is the true qigong master? Which one has been designated a qigong master by true cultivators of the way? How can you confirm nowadays that someone is a qigong master? Some people just made up something, presented it, and became qigong masters. Somebody even took out Falun Gong things, fabricated things, and altered things, and even he became a qigong master. He doesn't have anything, nor will he ever have anything. Moreover, by doing damage to the Fa, he will also face retribution. I'm just pointing out these things, okay? So he looks for a qigong master. Nowadays, a lot of qigong masters are possessed. They don't have any gong whatsoever. They themselves don't have anything. The only thing they have is money. Even their cells have turned into money. What if that possessing spirit were to treat your illness? Think about it. When it comes to cultivators of a righteous way, the possessing spirit gnashes its teeth in hatred. I can't get to you. Normally you have a faster protecting you, so if you don't come looking for me, there's nothing I can do. Now this time, oh boy, you've come to me. Okay, come on, I'll treat you. Even if it didn't have this bad intention and it didn't do damage to you, then how come the Fa Lun or Law Will doesn't intervene? Why does the Fa Shen or Law Body not intervene? Didn't you take yourself to be an ordinary person with an illness and go looking for yourself? You wanted it. Isn't this an issue of enlightenment quality? Unless you're a person with extremely good inborn quality, no one will intervene. For an average cultivator, it depends entirely on yourself. If you enlighten to it, the Fa Shen will take care of it. If you don't, then there's nothing we can do. That's the principle. Only those who are very special, like someone with a mission, will be taken care of, will be closely watched over. So those kinds of people do not enlighten to it. If they don't enlighten to it, what can we do? Even if it doesn't harm you, it will still make you feel terrible. You know, in the course of cultivation within the triple world Fa, we are always purifying our bodies, trying to make a breakthrough to beyond triple world Fa. Yesterday I was talking about this issue, somebody wrote a note asking, what's an intelligent entity? All things in other dimensions are intelligent entities. If your Tianmu has reached the level of the Fa, I say, once you step out of your house, you will see that rocks and walls will say hello to you and talk to you because they are alive in other dimensions. Organic and inorganic matter is a distinction drawn by mankind. It is an understanding of the existing science. So if you find a qigong master possessed by a fox, a snake, or a yellow weasel, the tiniest particles of its gong, it also has gong. Its gong isn't high, but has some. And the tiniest particles of its gong are tiny foxes, tiny snakes, and tiny yellow weasels. How can it increase its gong? Because within its very low level, it is not deluded by ordinary human society, so it can also see the lowest Fa of the universe. It can also know a little on the lowest level. Of course, if it were to stop at no evil and commit all kinds of wrongdoings, it wouldn't have any gong. It would have been killed long ago. So it also wants to cultivate and does some so-called good deeds so that it can also be elevated. But it's limited. Its gong definitely cannot grow very high up. If it develops gong that's high up, it will be killed. It's not equipped with human nature, so it will become a demon. Alright, see what happens. It will emit onto you. What does it emit? Of course, if you want to treat you, you're accepting it. Where does it hurt? I'll emit energy into you. It will emit and fill your body with it. Tell me, what can you do about it? Really? I tell you, it's really agonizing. There were some people a while back, in those times we were just beginning to teach the seminars, and in order to give people a chance to come to understand it, we would readjust those bad things. So some people would attend the seminar again. He knew he had done wrong, and he attended the seminar again, and we adjusted it. When he was being adjusted, little bumps appeared all over his body, red bumps. They were itchy and uncomfortable. There were all those things coming out. His whole body was chilly. There were all those things. I'm telling you, even if a master from another school treats your illnesses, that still won't do. Because what he emits carries the principles of their school. that set of things, what little there is of their fa, the fa within their school, so it will also cause interference. Everyone really must pay attention to these matters. Then there are people who like to go to fortune tellers. As a practitioner, why would you ever go to a fortune teller? I always say that things like feng shui or geomancy, so-called shame-based fortune-telling or messed-up messages only work on ordinary people. They don't work on practitioners. They have no effect on practitioners. Because those things are very low level. They are on the ordinary people's level of the fa. Whereas you are cultivating extraordinary things, there are supernormal things in your body, so it doesn't work on you and has no effect on you. We have some people who just like to have fortune telling done. When you have fortune telling done, aren't you regarding yourself as an ordinary person? Of course, some people think, I don't do fortune telling about my life. They do fortune telling for how high the gong is or when they will attain the right fruit. Tell me, could these sorts of things ever be deduced? The person who is telling your fortune is lower than you are. Could his fortune telling ever tell him about you? Moreover, when they read your palm or your face or the eight characters of your horoscope or use the book of changes or Zhouyi to deduce things, aren't they merely using patterns and theory to see a few of those things of yours that exist on the surface? But your fate, your life has already been arranged in you. Can he see it accurately? They cannot be allowed to see it accurately. If they really saw it accurately and told you that in a little while you'll have such and such hardship, then this tribulation arranged for you by the master would be in vain. You saw it all and you dodged it, then the next step will be hard for you to pass because you haven't cultivated up. You're missing something, therefore people are not allowed to see at all. But once he's seen something, you'll believe him. Once you believe, if he says you have good things, you'll develop the attachment of complacency. Tell me, should complacency be eliminated? When he says you have bad things, you develop the attachment of fear. Tell me, once you have developed the attachment of fear, doesn't it also have to be eliminated for you? When those unnecessary attachments are developed, don't they cause difficulties for your cultivation practice? Hasn't it produced unnecessary difficulties for you? Let me give you an example. In the past, there was a story in Buddhism. There was a person who cultivated and attained the status of arhat. You know, to attain the status of arhat, you really have to go through a round of hardships and put out a tremendous effort. So when he attained it, he was overjoyed. Yes, I have cultivated into an arhat. The moment he became overjoyed, he fell, because his complacency appeared. When one has cultivated to the level of arhat, one's mind shouldn't be moved anymore. One should no longer have these ordinary human feelings. Detachment of complacency appeared and he fell. What can he do now that he's fallen? Doesn't he need to cultivate over again? So he cultivated over again and cultivated up once more. Then he thought, last time I got excited and fell. This time I'd better not get happy. This time he was nervous and tentative, and as soon as he felt this way, he fell again. Because he was afraid. This is also an attachment, so he fell again. Because he shouldn't have been afraid. Practicing cultivation is a very serious matter. You can't allow the relaxation of your standards for yourself to ruin your future. Of course, there are some of us who, speaking of fortune telling, we also have some people who not only go to fortune tellers, but are also willing to do fortune telling for others, as though they are so capable. Many people, as I was saying the other day, like to study the Book of Changes or Zhouyi. To what purpose? Is it entirely for their jobs or for scholarly inquiry? Let's just talk about this person who likes to do fortune telling. He'll grab hold of someone's hand and read their palm. Just grab a random person and start telling them things, as if he knows a lot.
I think,
don't just casually tell people things. If you are a Falun Gong cultivator, as your gongli, your energy potency, keeps rising, you yourself will have a certain energy. Since you are cultivated of a righteous way, everyone respects you. Even though you feel like you don't have any gong or supernormal powers, your level is not necessarily low. When you've reached a certain level in cultivation, including the cultivation of intriple world fa, you have to pay attention to what you say. Yesterday, I talked about cultivation of speech. If you're not careful, you'll generate karma. Originally, something was uncertain, but once you said it, maybe it became fixed. This thing was not that way to begin with, but once you said it, maybe it came to be that way. Because when a cultivator is within a certain level of the fa, he's the same as this fa. Thus, the things that you say within that level of the fa, below that level of fa.
内层次中的东西
叫发生变化。The levels below or at that level will change. So there is this kind of factor involved. So I talk about cultivation of speech. It's very important. If you casually say things, you drag them all over and tell them, you have an illness. Oh boy. Ordinary people's illnesses are uncertain things to begin with. But as soon as you say, you have an illness in such and such place, as soon as you say it, this illness will not only appear, it will also be hard to cure. You have fixed it there. You have disaster coming up, or so-and-so in your family can live to such and such age. You fix those things for them. Aren't you committing wrongdoings and creating karma? Because you have a higher level of thought and principles to hold yourself to. Therefore, you cannot let yourself get out of hand. Of course, the worldly small ways will always exist, but that's a matter of practitioners of other systems or of other people. But I say, as a cultivator of a righteous way, as a cultivator of the great law or dafa, you have to have strict requirements for yourself. Then there is another issue, which is that a lot of our people like to be friends with practitioners of other qigong systems. The wish to seek the Dao seems to exist in the heart of everyone. But as we have said, the righteous ways and the evil ways cannot be told apart. Cannot be distinguished nowadays. Everyone knows that in the past it wasn't allowed to do this either. Monks were not allowed to come into contact with other religions. And other religions, for example, the religion of Buddhism considers Taoism, Christianity, and all other religions to be evil ways. And the religion of Taoism also considers all the other religions to be evil ways. And other religions also consider the rest of the religions, including Buddhism, to be evil ways. Since all of them are orthodox ways, and all their enlightened beings understand that, why do they say this? It's because man is very deluded and unenlightened. If they were to say they are all orthodox ways, and some people would mix cultivation of different ways and mess them up. So they call others evil ways, discriminate against them, don't accept them, and thus they effectively protect their own school from change. Some qigong practitioners even think, look how come monks don't practice qigong. It goes without saying that those people are cultivating according to the cultivation way of Sakyamuni. How do you know they don't practice? That's their way of cultivation. Such a qigong practitioner would think, if monks practice qigong, that would be great. I would become a monk, go to the temple and teach them qigong, then you'd be damaging their cultivation school, wouldn't you? Think about it. Suppose everything had been mixed into the Buddhist temple. Could Buddhism have gone through 2,500 years to the present day without decline? It would have been already distorted beyond recognition halfway down the road, and it would have been hard to say what it was anymore. Just like the religion of Hinduism, you can no longer tell its origins. That's the issue. So as true cultivators, if you're just practicing qigong, I won't interfere. If you say that you don't want to practice towards high level, that you just want to be a good person and practice qigong, then I won't interfere. This group of people is not included. We're talking about the group of people who truly want to cultivate to high level. Then you have to be truly responsible to yourself. Try to have minimal contact with practitioners of other qigong. Whatever this or that qigong master or practitioner of this or that qigong system, try to avoid coming into contact with them. Of course, if it's just average, ordinary people who have practiced other qigong systems, it doesn't matter. After all, they don't have anything on them anyway. Actually, even if they have spirit possession, if you don't accept its principles, its things, it cannot harm you. So that doesn't matter. If you work in the same office or your spouse practices another qigong, it won't have any effect on you. However, it may fear you. It may say that your qigong system is bad. Since it's afraid of you, it will scold you. It pays no attention to xingxing. It will badmouth Falun Gong. I know that some of the people we have sitting here may have the following thought. Say, I hadn't attended any qigong lectures before. I was never interested in that qigong stuff. Before I attended the Falun Gong seminar and heard Master Li talk about this fa, I never realized that qigong was so extensive and profound. When other qigong masters hold seminars, I will also go to listen. From now on, I'll go to such events and lighten to these kinds of things. I'm telling you, there isn't a single other qigong master who will lecture like I do. No other qigong master. A lot of qigong masters belong to evil ways. Quite a few of them are. Including those qigong masters who were relatively upright in the beginning and are still active in public today, if they've already fallen. They don't have any goal. Such a master cannot drive away those possessing spirits. There are no possessing spirits in his own body, but there are in his gong or cultivation energy.
When he is
forming his field, there are all sorts of things in that field. He cannot drive them away. He doesn't dare to repel them. He calls everything his master. All his cronies are his masters. So everyone must pay attention to this issue. Of course, if you don't want to cultivate, then we don't care what you do. We say that truly wanting to cultivate is a very serious matter. Be sure to stay dedicated to a single way. Don't carelessly come into contact with these things. Some people say, well, I just want to listen to what they have to say. I'm not going to learn their things. If you listen, then aren't you seeking it, right? To listen, don't you have to use your ears? All right, go ahead and listen. It'll pour it in through your ears. Then you go back home and feel sick and your gong is messed up. There's this kind of problem. Then there are some people who like to read books. They read all kinds of Qigong books. In the last several seminars, I talked about this issue. I gave the following example. There was a student whose Tianmu or third eye was open. He saw me come to his house. He said that when I came to his house, I stood at the doorstep and wouldn't enter. He said, teacher, why don't you come into my room? At that point, my fashion or law body said, there are too many things in your room. Of course, he couldn't say what things because he can only give a hint. He said, there are too many things in your room, and then he left. The person was very regretful. The teacher came, how come he left? Isn't the teacher supposed to protect me? How come he left? There are too many things in my room? And he thought, didn't the teacher say that to ensure that you can practice after your own body is cleansed, your environment, all the bad things in your home, that whole field will be cleaned up? The teacher said that it would be cleaned up. So how come there are still too many things in the room? He couldn't figure it out. As he was thinking about it, he looked around his room and then he understood. His room was full of all kinds of messed up Qigong books. I've said that a lot of people whose Tianmu have opened have seen that every word in our book is my fashion. Seen at a more shallow level, every character is a fashion. So when a sick person holds it, he finds it very comforting. My point is that not only I can do this, other books are like this too. For example, if that person is possessed, if that Qigong master is possessed, this possessive spirit is making him write these things, and every character is a small fox, a snake, or yellow weasel, messed up things, giant turtles and such. Everything is that stuff. Tell me, if it's your entire room, how many of those things are in there? Countless, right? These things are very frightening. Cultivation practice requires dedication to a single way. Those things, if you don't believe what I said, nowadays Qigong books are just copied from one another. Where are there any books on cultivation of Dao, any real cultivation books? Qigong cultivation was just for healing and fitness to begin with. Only when the teaching is beyond that level does it become true cultivation practice. Where is there anything like that? At present, I am bringing people to high levels and truly teaching cultivation things. Is there a single Qigong master who teaches cultivation practice? In other words, even if those things are good, it's nothing more than practicing qi. But it's very hard to know whether it's good or bad. A lot of things are bad. We had a student who was flipping through one of those books. He looked at a sentence and thought, yeah, this makes sense. Okay, this was accepting it. As soon as he thought that it made sense, the words turned into a giant python, and it instantly leapt out and coiled around. He kept struggling to break free, screaming my name. That is to say, these things... Anyway... These things are very complicated. In the Dharma ending period, human society is quite complicated, chaotic, and corrupt. That is the present condition. So I say, it would be best if you didn't come into contact with these things. A lot of our people cleaned out those things, burned them. Some people think, and their understanding is quite high, they say, I would be harming whoever I gave this to. Just now we talked about the issue that practitioners can make a lot of trouble for themselves if their xinxing is not upright. Of course, when I'm teaching seminars in various regions, I discuss this issue seriously with the local Qigong authorities. I say that in my system, what we're doing is genuine cultivation practice. It is not that low-level Qigong. It's not the same as other Qigong things that are for healing and fitness. It is true cultivation practice. Bringing up a person is very difficult. Cleansing a person's body is very difficult. Pulling up both his thinking and moral values is very difficult. Saving a person is very difficult. But ruining a person is just a matter of an instant. to drag our students to attend other students' seminars or to do other stuff is corrupting and damaging our school. So we won't cooperate with anyone like that. We're like this in every region. Saving a person is very, very difficult. In order to purify a person's body, I had to send out a lot of gong. Next, let me talk about another issue, namely the relationship between the original religions and the so-called new religions. I will briefly discuss the issue of this relationship. You know, the present-day religions are really just a mishmash. There's a religion in America that's directly called Satanism. It's just directly called Satanism. It is said that there are a lot of religions that are being spread. In some places, in some other country, one country has thousands of different shrines. People believe in anything. They believe in this, they believe in that, so it's already quite messed up. Then there are some people who are religious lay people, or who had done some Buddhist studies and such, who also founded some sects and are spreading them. These people themselves don't know. Because they're destined to be demons, to do damage to religions, to do damage to Buddhism, to do damage to... Qigong itself is not a land of purity either. There are sham Qigong systems and possessing spirits that come to do damage. It's the same, because Qigong itself is cultivation practice. Therefore, there are a lot of false religions. They're constantly expanding, and some have even infiltrated into our country. Everyone, be on your guard. The Guangzhou region is the gate of the South. So it comes into contact with everything. As I've been teaching seminars over these past few days, I've come across quite a few, both Westerners and Eastern people, including foreigners, who brought religious books and asked me to look at them and to acknowledge those doctrines. They asked me how those things work. I only have to pick it up and flip through it to know what it is. It's all dark inside. I said that all these are evil religions. We can affirm that all those religions that appeared after the original religions are evil religions. I know that Catholicism, Protestantism, Judaism, or Buddhism and Taoism, all these are among the Orthodox religions. Enlightened beings of Orthodox religions provide salvation to people. Why did they appear when they did? Because we have discovered that in every historical period, that is, in every period in which human civilization appeared, we talk about historical civilizations, right? So in every cycle of prehistoric civilization, there have been enlightened beings saving people. This has happened every time, cycle after cycle. Whenever there appeared a cycle of civilization in some region, enlightened beings came down to save people, to teach the people how to behave. This was imparting the Fa, or the law of the heart, to people. What is the Dharma ending period that Sakyamuni spoke of? When the Dharma ending period arrives, people do not have any Fa of the heart left anymore. There is no Fa left in people's hearts to restrain them, for they will stop at no evil. External laws are only to watch over people, but when they can't be watched over, they'll still commit wrongdoing, because in their heart they don't think of it good. They're not trying to be good from inside their hearts. This is the most dangerous period. So in order to prevent people from degenerating too early, in every period, as soon as mankind developed a civilization, there would be enlightened beings coming to save them, to save these people. So as you see, Sakyamuni, Laozi, and Jesus were people of about the same period, approximately the same. So that was the purpose. But why do we say that other religions are evil religions? Because some people have a certain inborn quality and can see things with their tianmu. And there are also some people who have incurred spirit possession. They became aware of some things, and then they, in the beginning, they didn't oppose the original Buddhism or other original religions. After they had seen, they began to tell people, really, what religions say is true, we should all follow. But as they continued to talk about it, people started to learn from them. Then they also started to see themselves as religious leaders, and then founded such and such religion. Maybe their initial purpose wasn't bad, but even those whose initial purpose was not bad are still bad. Why do I say that? Because if people were to believe in them, they'd stop believing in the original religions. Because those original religions can provide salvation to people, and apart from saving people, they can teach people how to be good people. But he does not have the ability to save people. What he teaches is not法, and he has no place to save people to up there. You know, every enlightened being has his own, as they say in the West, heavenly kingdom. In Buddhism, it is said that they all have their own paradise. Buddha Amitabha has dominion over the paradise of ultimate bliss. Buddha Yoshi has the glazed paradise, and then there is the lotus paradise, Falun paradise, and so on. So they all have their own paradises, and they can offer man salvation in their own paradise. So where do those people save a man to? They're completely unable to offer salvation, nor do they themselves have any place to go. I can give you an example. You know, in southern China, in central China, and in northern China, the sect that's spreading most widely is something called the Guanyin sect. She says she's from Taiwan and shows a lot of certificates to con people. Weren't those certificates issued by ordinary people? In fact, she's a Vietnamese refugee. She came over to our country to go around swindling people. She swindles and cons people. She calls herself the Guanyin sect. Absolution. She grants people absolution. After she absolves a person with her hands, she's supposed to have dissolved the person's karma, and he's supposed to have no karma after that. She goes around everywhere swindling and conning people. Think about it, everyone. If a person really had no karma, what would he be like? All of man's miseries come from his karma. If you didn't have any karma, when you walk on the street, even people who don't know you will smile at you. You wouldn't have any suffering. How can human beings have no karma? If he didn't have any karma left, wouldn't he already be enlightened? Cultivators all have to go through it. If you had really dissolved all of a person's karma, then you would actually have done a bad thing. A person's karma can be transformed into de or virtue. If you dissolve all of it for someone, dissolve it all. When we dissolve karma, we do it according to how high the person's Qixing endurance ability can be cultivated. We dissolve what he doesn't need. So she is completely deceiving people. The Guanyin sect, you know, Bodhisattva Guanyin, Bodhisattva Da Shi Zhi, and Buddha Amitabha are the three saints of the West as taught in religion. They are of the Pure Land sect. Could Bodhisattva Guanyin be like people in ordinary human society and say, I don't like you anymore, I'm starting my own thing, I'm going to be independent and establish a Guanyin sect, I'm not staying with you? How could such a thing happen? She has the restrictions of her fa. If she's not good, she will fall. Isn't it evil even on the surface? But using supernal powers, we've seen, not just me, a lot of us students have also seen. As soon as they picked up that book and took one look, they knew that this person had come from hell. And on her back, she's carrying a box with one blind eye, and that makes one of her eyes bad, too. What's written in that book sounds really noble and dignified, that it's saving people, but it's all fake, it's all dark inside. It's very easy to be cheated. If she were to say she... Nowadays, people have the ability to distinguish and can think for themselves. So if she didn't make it sound noble and lofty, she wouldn't be able to con people. Why do I discuss this issue? You know, these things especially target these people who practice Qigong. Oftentimes, Qigong practitioners wish to seek the Dao. They have the wish to seek the Dao, and there are relatively more people who possess Buddha nature and enlightenment quality. So they work among these people. I talk about it to tell everyone to be careful. We must pay attention to this issue. Don't think that anything that's foreign is good. The real quintessential things are actually here in China. Next, let me discuss another issue. Let me talk about martial arts qigong. At present, a lot of things are called qigong in this society, and it's made quite a mess. Besides the cultivation ways of the Buddhas and the Taoist schools, of course, only things at their lowest level of cultivation practice are called qigong. A strange phenomenon appeared. Namely, there appeared certain kinds of dancing qigong, music qigong, fine arts qigong, calligraphy qigong. Basically, everything became qigong. Their theoretical basis is very simple, and they don't have any qigong principles. They're simple to the point of being ridiculous. The reason they can call themselves qigong is that when they do things, they're in a trance. Like they paint paintings in a trance, so it's qigong. I say such stuff is deceiving people. So just being in a trance makes it practicing Gong? No, it doesn't. It's just relaxing the body, adjusting the body, practicing Qi, things for healing and fitness. Oh, so if being in a trance makes it Qigong, then before I used to tell a joke and everyone used to laugh, I said that if a person were to go to the bathroom in a trance, what would that be? Would that also become Qigong? I say, isn't this trashing Qigong? Isn't this selling Qigong short? Is Qigong practice such a simple thing? Oh, if you're in a trance, then that makes it cultivation practice? It was originally something extremely vast and profound, something that transcends all academic subjects.
这个当然了，我这个在讲这个讲这个气功，老师这样讲了，有些人明白了。
And I always talk about it. So some people have come to understand. In the most recent period of time, there seems to be few of these things because our system, our gong, has spread very widely. And many people know about it. There are some people who talk about calligraphy qigong. Okay, let's talk about calligraphy qigong. Such a person realized that he couldn't pull it off much longer with the plain old stuff, so he invented a set of things and called it calligraphy qigong. I saw an ad in a qigong magazine, I forget which magazine. So how did he say qigong? Meditate in the cross-legged position, concentrate on the dantian below the lower abdomen, sit there for 15 minutes to half an hour, then use your mind intent to bring qi up to enter the arm, and then the mind intent goes to the hand. Let's make it clear, it's just mind intent. Whether one can actually bring the qi up is another story. Mind intent. Use the mind intent to pick up the brush, then think with the mind intent about bringing the qi to the tip of the brush, then begin writing characters. So this is calligraphy qigong. They even wanted to hold a seminar. Isn't that deceiving people? Oh, so this counts. Bringing qi to some place to do something, that makes it qigong. So before eating, let's all sit in the lotus position and meditate for a bit, then pick up the chopsticks, bring mind intent to the tips of the chopsticks. Pick up the food and send it into the mouth, and that would be eating qigong, right? And what we eat would all be energy, in our students' case.
所以啊，他根本称其不了什么气功。
So it cannot be called qigong at all. When I was at a health fair, the 1992 health fair, there was a man writing characters with a brush. At the time, I was quite busy over there, so sometimes I'd get tired and I'd go out to stroll around to take a break. I walked up to take a look at the calligraphy qigong where that man was writing characters on paper. After he finished writing, he used his palm. I saw that his palm was all black, and he emitted qi onto each character. What he emitted was all black qi. His calligraphy was hanging there, and it was even selling at pretty high prices. But the people buying them were all foreigners. Whoever bought them and took them home would have bad luck. Tell me, could black qi be good? His brain was filled with thoughts of money. He wanted to make money with it. Could he possibly have good things in there? He didn't pay attention to de or virtue. Could what he emitted be good things? He didn't have any gong. What calligraphy qigong? It's just qi. So I'm saying, none of these things can be called an independent school of practice. However, only the martial arts qigong can be called a school of qigong. But then there is yet another false understanding. Oftentimes there are people in the martial arts community, not the ones who truly practice martial arts, they understand. But we're talking about those martial arts punks. They think that theirs is the real qigong. They'll say to you, what kind of qigong is your stuff? They think they're the orthodox qigong. Actually, I'm telling everyone, in ancient China, in both the Buddha's and Taoist schools, there were systems of combined internal and external cultivation. So oftentimes, internal cultivation and practice of martial arts were done together. There are many of them. Thus, they're easy to confuse. So why do I say that martial arts qigong can be considered a school of qigong? Because it has a course of transmission of several thousand years, and it has its own independent theories for guiding cultivation and its own cultivation methods. It's relatively complete, so it is an independent school. However, even though this is so, in most cases, the little bit of energy that is developed by practicing martial arts qigong does not go beyond ordinary people. So it's just an ordinary person's skill. Moreover, it only works at a very low level. At the same time, the bit of energy they develop on the low level is just a supernormal power that appears at the lowest level in internal cultivation. In the past, I used to often give such examples, but now I won't because we don't have much time. A lot of our people feel that their hands are, they feel they aren't using much force because there won't be a feeling of strength. It's not like here on the ordinary person's side. But when their hand comes down on something, it feels very forceful. But when it touches something, it feels very forceful. When some people wash their hands or wash their feet, they aren't using that much force, but the skin ends up covered in bruises as though it had been beaten. Whenever they press their hands on something, it immediately gets crushed, even though they don't use much force. Actually, this is all the work of the supernormal powers of hard qigong. That is to say, in internal cultivation, when one can control his xingxing on a very low level, he can develop these supernormal powers. So how is martial arts qigong practiced? Let me talk about it briefly. In the beginning, they have to practice moving qi. Move qi to the arms, move it to the feet, to the legs, to the abdomen, to the ribs, or to the head. And then they'll go strike a tree, hit it, or even ram into it. That is, to do their practice. Of course, in the beginning, when he can't even move qi, he doesn't know how to move qi yet. He has to do it little by little. In the very beginning, when he hits a tree with his hand, it's quite painful. He'll slam both sides of his hand on a slab of stone. It's very painful. He hits with both sides. This side isn't too bad because it's thick, but on this side, the bone is just padded by a layer of skin, and it begins to bleed after the first hit on a stone. So what's to be done? He'll start to swing his arm so that the blood circulation is reversed. In fact, it swells, and then when he strikes it, it doesn't hurt anymore. Of course, as he goes on practicing little by little, he'll be able to move qi. After he moves the qi, everything feels inflated. You can take a very thick stick and do your best to hit as hard as you can. Boom, boom, and it would bounce off like off a rubber ball. And it doesn't hurt, it really doesn't. The harder you hit, the better he feels. That's true. However, if you ask me, that's still good for nothing. Why? Because moving qi still requires a procedure. Qi is nothing, qi is just something within the process of practicing cultivation. When a fight breaks out between two people, when it's really fierce, they'll exchange a couple of words and then let the fists fly. If you were to say, oh, give me a minute, I need to move qi, would he wait for you? He would have hit you by then. So moving qi is still no good. What's to be done? He has to continue his practice. As he continues with his practice, that little bit of qi is used exclusively for delivering and withstanding blows. So gradually, it will be transformed in the direction of this kind of energy. And eventually, it will form a kind of light matter. Seen with the eye, it's like light. It has grains. Actually, it's just a very low-level supernormal power used solely for delivering and withstanding blows. Didn't I say that all ordinary people have supernormal powers? Since he practiced like that for a long time, it formed a supernormal power. Since it's very low level, it can be developed in practice just like an ordinary human skill. It can only be used to deliver and withstand blows. But it has become a high energy matter when it has reached this state. To begin with, it is manifested in another dimension. It travels in another dimension, so it comes and goes very rapidly. It no longer needs the control of the person's thinking because he usually practices it like that. So when he wants to thrust out his hand to strike someone, this gong is already on his palm. When others hit you and you reach up to block it, this gong would have already come to the forearm. It comes and goes very quickly. This is the martial arts qigong that we talk about. However, you may have heard or you may have read in kung fu novels that there are such skills as the golden bell shield or the iron shirt. There are also those whose lightweight gong is very powerful or those who escape to other dimensions. And there are those who use their supernormal powers to fight. Speaking of things, I have to tell you, all of these kinds of supernormal powers do exist. They all exist. Those people who cultivate in the mountains all have them. But you cannot find the supernormal powers in the secular world. At present, people in the secular world, no matter what martial artists they are, none of them have these powers. The real golden bell shield and iron shirt do exist too, but it's not like what they say. They can also be explained theoretically. You know, these kinds of skills cannot be developed through martial arts practice alone. You cannot develop them by just practicing methods of delivering and withstanding blows, because they are completely beyond ordinary people. They're far beyond ordinary people, so they're subject to the control of a higher法 or higher law. Thus, to develop such skills, they must do inner cultivation. They must truly cultivate themselves. But true inner cultivation requires giving up ordinary human attachments, attachments to fame and self-interest, greed for money and desires. All these things have to be eliminated. So you read in Kung Fu novels how for the sake of money or for a woman or for some hidden treasure, they fight and kill people. Those people all fly about or even enter into other dimensions. They can't be killed. They're all really powerful. How could these things really exist? They're just artistic exaggerations. Now that people's moral values have come to the stage, they're just looking for thrills. They go for whatever quenches their thirst. So writers have used it. The more bizarre the writing, the more satisfying reading it will make, and the better his book will sell, because they're concerned with sales volume. But it's nothing more than the re-exaggeration of their art. On the other hand, these kinds of skills do exist, but they cannot be used like that. Otherwise, why doesn't money get stolen from the bank if they have such great abilities? That's how it is. If one Xingxing has not reached this level, he will not develop this gong or skill. And if one Xingxing has reached this level, he would know that he cannot do these things. They can also be explained theoretically. Take the golden bell shield or the iron shirt. When this very high density supernormal power developed through one's practice forms a shield around one's body, it's in another dimension and human beings cannot see it. This gong is in another dimension and human beings cannot see it. Then if you want to hit him, when you want to injure him, the flesh doesn't work, your flesh hand doesn't work. It's done by your gong, and your gong is also in another dimension. His gong is specialized for protecting against your gong. So you see your hand hitting his body, but in fact your hand is over there, and your gong over there has already been intercepted by his gong. It did not land the blow, so it cannot hurt him. Only the flesh hand landed the blow, but that cannot cause an injury. That's actually how it works. So it can also be explained theoretically. Of course, now there are some people who, those who really have such skills cannot demonstrate them, they cannot do that. When I say they cannot be demonstrated, some people may not believe me, saying, well, aren't there some masters of hard qigong who do demonstrations? I say those are very limited things, nothing more than those little things for withstanding blows. As for the true things, like lying on a bed of nails or thrusting a spear against one's throat, let's not talk about lying on a bed of nails. An ordinary person could probably do that. Thrusting a spear against the throat, think about it, those razor-sharp battle spears that can make a man bleed with the slightest touch. Tell him to try taking one of those, we'll see if he dares to. Here's another one. He takes a knife, shiny, stainless steel, he takes a newspaper, and cha-cha-cha, slices it up. Anyway, it's sliced vertically, so the crowd will see that the knife is really sharp. Then he pulls up his shirt and lets the crowd see him chopping at his belly. He even draws the knife really high, but he's afraid to miss the spot. Boom, bang, he chops like this. And the crowd begins to clap and they say, stop, stop chopping. They're worried for him. I say, that's nothing like golden bell shield or iron shirt. It's nothing more than small things used for withstanding blows. If it is really a golden bell shield or iron shirt, then don't chop. You're scaring people. Just slice it across and see if he bleeds. He's sure to bleed. That is, such skills do exist, but not in this form. Theoretically and conceptually, martial arts qigong is practiced in motion. Qi goes under the skin, qi passes through the muscles, it doesn't enter the dan tian, it cannot do inner cultivation, and it cannot cultivate the body. Whereas internal cultivation ways are practiced in tranquility. Qi enters dan tian, qi enters the lower abdomen, and while in tranquility, it changes the entire molecular composition of the human body, so it can cultivate the body and change the human body.
Okay,
that's all for this lecture.